Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And I'm sure you saw the good news, the welcome news from yesterday, that very, very sensibly, the Olympic movement, World Athletics, have voted to exclude transgender athletes who have transitioned from male to female after puberty. As Seb Coe vows, it will protect the female category. So the move restricts participation of trans athletes. And I think this is a very good idea. You know, I understand that there will be trans individuals who want to compete in sports. And that's absolutely fine. No issues with that at all. They should compete in trans sports. But what they shouldn't be is given the advantage of their DNA, their biology, and allowed to compete in female events. And this has been going on, and we've all seen the images. You've seen them, I've seen them, where some of these trans individuals, they win the gold medal. I mean, you know, they break the records. They knock out the women if it's a boxing ring. They go speed past them if it's in a swimming pool. They rush past them if it's on a track. You know, you've seen it as well as me. And I always have felt this is so unfair on the women. Women who do their very best, they're born women, they're biological women, and yet they're losing out to these biological males who consider themselves to be trans. Now, some of them may have made some efforts to, you know, amend their, let's say, biology, but the fundamental thing is they're still, you know, they've still got the XY chromosome. Doesn't matter about other things. And I think this is a balanced decision here, you know. So by excluding these individuals from female category, then they should be allowed, in my opinion, to participate in the male category or the trans category. Somehow I don't see them wanting to be in the male category. So they should create, if you like, a trans category, and they can participate to their heart's content, you know, a desire in that. And that sense. Now, obviously, this is going to, you know, cause some confusion, some annoyance. But to me, this is straightforward. Under previous rules, you see, transgender women could compete in the female category as long as their testosterone levels were below 5 nanomoles per liter over a one-year period. In January, the World Athletics announced they wanted to tighten that policy, and that was to reduce the testosterone level to 2.5 nanomoles per liter. But that led to a backlash from female athletes and women's rights campaigners who wanted a blanket ban on transgender athletes competing against other women, and I agree with that. This ban is good. It will enable women sports people to get on with competing against each other, doing their very best, without worrying about, well, what are we going to do with this six foot tall muscular person who identifies as, you know, Sharon entering this 400 meters or whatever it is. What chance do they have? They have no chance at all. Some people will be annoyed with this. Oh, I've seen the usual trans activists instantly jumping on this one, saying this is bigotry. We're being discriminated against. No, you're not being discriminated against. No one's saying that trans individuals cannot take part in sport, but they should be competing in the transgender category, not in the female category. And I suspect that ultimately, when all is said and done, is the reason why many of them do it. Some of these individuals who call themselves, you know, trans women, aka biological men, who have done different things to themselves, they couldn't hack it in the male category. So they were also trans when competing against other males. But by doing the things that they do and then competing against women, all of a sudden they're gold medal winners. You know, they're coming first in the race. They're breaking the records. They're, they're sit standing on the center podium, getting all the accolades. And again, as I say, I think that That's wrong. They should, and I've already said this for some time, they should have been excluded before this point, but I welcome this, and now they want to make sure that they rigorously enforce this so that women athletes, women sports people doing whatever they do can be confident that, you know, when all is said and done, whether they've won or whether they've come second, third or whatever, that the people that they participated against were other biological women. And I think three cheers in this regard, at any rate, for the World Athletics. I think they've made the right choice. I hope other sporting organizations, and I suspect they will do, follow and make sure that, okay, this is athletics, but we need to see it happening in other areas of, sporting endeavor in particular, so that we create the thing that I thought we always wanted to have, which was an even playing field so everyone can compete on an equal basis. But there we have it anyway. Some positive news for you to report. Thanks for listening.